How to identify a tourist trap versus an authentic local diner. A few summers ago, I was driving through a small town in the Midwest and my stomach started growling. I saw a brightly lit place called Grandma's Country Kitchen, with a giant plywood pie out front and a man dressed as a farmer waving at cars. It looked charming, so I pulled in. The menu had 47 items, the pancakes were rubbery, and the coffee tasted like dishwater. I paid $22 for a breakfast that would have disappointed me at a gas station. Later that day, I mentioned my experience to a local at a hardware store. He laughed and pointed me to a place called Sal's, 2 blocks off the main road. There was no sign out front, just a painted window. The parking lot was full of pickup trucks and work vans. I walked in and found a cramped counter with stools worn smooth by decades of use. The waitress called me Han, and the eggs were perfect. That is when I learned the real difference between a trap and the real deal. Visual clues and location. Tourist traps are designed to catch your eye from a distance. They have massive signs, cartoon characters, and brightly colored awnings. They are almost always located right next to a major highway exit or directly across from a popular landmark. Authentic diners are usually hiding. They sit on side streets or in older strip malls. You have to look for them, which is exactly why the locals like it that way. The menu is your first clue. If a place has a menu with 5 pages of food, I get suspicious. A real diner does not have a Thai curry section next to a Mexican burrito next to a Philly cheesesteak. They specialize in a few things and they do those things incredibly well.